Sue today received the following letter to the editor from BC resident, Bruce R. Matthews, in response to this story shared Wednesday. Hello. I'm writing in response to your story about the two trucks which forced oncoming traffic to take evasive action. The same happened to me a year and a half ago. I ferried an RV van from Vancouver Island to Manitoulin Island for a friend. Somewhere northwest of the Sioux, two trucks came towards me, occupying both lanes of the highway. There was no passing lane, just one lane each way. I had to swerve onto the gravel shoulder to avoid a head-on collision. You can imagine how panicked I was to see a professional Class 1 driver willing to kill me in order to pass another truck. If this is still happening there, is there one rogue driver in the district? This behavior is almost an act of terrorism. Is there a shortage of passing lanes? I don't know. I certainly hope law enforcement can track down and eliminate this activity. Respectfully, Bruce R. Matthews, Duncan, BC.